Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Desperate last-ditch battle is being waged to try and keep the doors open at South Africa's largest steelmaker, ArcelorMittal South Africa, or AMSA as it's known. Media reports over the weekend say AMSA is in talks with the Industrial Development Corporation and the Department of Trade, Industry and Competition to try and raise a cash injection of 3.1 billion rand. The intention is to keep its long steels business in Vereeniging and Newcastle running, thereby saving some 3,500 jobs. As important as the knock-on effect down the line, tens of thousands more jobs hang on the steel produced at these two plants, including many car makers. Upstream would also be affected. AMSA consumes iron ore, so miners could also be hit. However, Business Times reports that while AMSA has its hand out looking for help, it also wants a relaxation of competition laws so it can merge with smaller steel mills and a cut in its Eskom bill. One source quoted by Business Times described AMSA's approach as audacious, asking for money on the one hand, trying to dictate terms on the other. South Africa's grocery wars are getting hotter. BusinessTech.co.za reports that Spar intends rolling out some 30 to 40 high-end stores to serve affluent customers and compete with Woolworths Food. No details yet as to where the first ones will open, but the target date is the fourth quarter of this year. On the markets on Friday evening, the JSE All Share and Top 40 both closed up 1%, as did London's FTSE. New York had a better end of the week too, the Dow up 1.7%, the S&P 500 up 2.1%, the Nasdaq up 2.6%. Despite the gains, it was one of the worst weeks on Wall Street for a couple of years. Tokyo this morning up 1.1%, Hong Kong up 1.4%, Sydney up 0.6%. The US dollar unchanged at 109 to the euro, the rand at 18.20 to the dollar, 19.81 to the euro, 23.54 to sterling. Gold at 2,986, platinum 998, Bitcoin just over 83,700, and Brent crude oil just under $71 a barrel. And finally, looking ahead, Thursday of this week, we'll see the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee announce its latest decision on interest rates. We'll also have the latest inflation data for the month of February just before that announcement. Economists note that inflation remains well below the Reserve Bank's target midpoint of 4.5%, but they're worried about upside risks from administered prices, i.e. Eskom, and from the very volatile and increasingly global trade war ignited by Washington. My read of the situation, they'll err on the side of caution and leave rates unchanged.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.